Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, is to bring what he terms a radical legislative proposal to Cabinet this morning to streamline the planning process and make it more efficient. Later this afternoon, he faces a confidence motion in the Dáil. Today's Cabinet meeting, which is due to get underway at 10 o'clock at government buildings, also marks the last scheduled Cabinet meeting with Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Yesterday, Minister O'Brien claimed on Morning Ireland that People Before Profit was engaging in a political stunt by tabling a no-confidence motion in him, and he accused the party of failing to bring forward positive proposals to solve the housing crisis. It led to a sharp rebuke from PPP's Dunleary TD, Richard Boyd Barrett, who characterised the minister's comment as a poor attempt to deflect from the chronic failures of his own government in which the housing crisis was getting worse. It's widely expected, however, that the government's counter-motion of confidence in Minister O'Brien will be passed with a clear majority. This morning, Minister O'Brien is seeking Cabinet approval for overhauling the planning system, including substantial changes to onboard Plan Ola, as well as new timelines for numerous aspects of the judicial review process. The legislation further envisages increased capacity for local authorities to utilise compulsory purchase orders and allows planning authorities to sanction works to enable a residential use of a protected structure.
Senior members of the European Parliament will meet this morning to discuss the removal of an MEP from her role as a Parliament Vice President. Greek MEP Eva Kaili was one of four people arrested as part of an investigation into corruption. From Strasbourg, Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
The President of the European Parliament told MEPs yesterday that she believes the institution is under attack, with malign actors seeking to subdue its processes. Roberta Metsola vowed to initiate an internal investigation and shake up the Parliament to improve transparency. It followed allegations that Qatar had paid money and gave gifts to people, including an MEP, in order to influence decision-making. This morning, the Conference of Presidents, comprising senior members of the Parliament, will meet. It's expected they'll decide to remove Greek MEP Eva Kaili from her role as a Parliament Vice President. This will likely be agreed to by the wider Parliament later today. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Strasbourg.
In Australia, six people, including two police officers, have been shot dead after a suspected ambush at a remote property. Police said they'd been searching for a missing person 270 kilometres west of Brisbane when they were fired upon. After a lengthy siege, three suspects were fatally shot by police. The Queensland Police Commissioner, Katerina Carroll, described what happened as distressing and tragic for everyone.
Losing one of our own has a profound impact on every single officer and their families. To lose two officers in one incident is absolutely devastating. In my opinion, those officers did not stand a chance. The fact that two got out alive is a miracle.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission is warning of a widespread failure by social media influencers to label commercial content as advertising. According to the report, almost 50% of the commercial content it reviewed was not labelled as advertising in any way. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
They're known as influencers, celebrities and bloggers who promote brands and products on social media. Under consumer law, they're supposed to label commercial content as advertising, but there's a widespread failure to do so, according to a new report from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. The research also found that just 10% of consumers trust the information provided by influencers. Of those who bought products based on an influencer's recommendation, almost a quarter subsequently felt misled. Consumers expressed particular concerns about the promotion of cryptocurrencies and other financial products. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission says that social media platforms and brands must take greater responsibility for educating and informing both influencers and consumers.
A former Libyan intelligence officer has appeared in court in the United States to face charges of making the bomb that destroyed a passenger plane over Lockerbie in Scotland more than three decades ago. Abu Aguila Massoud was not asked to enter a plea, and said he would not speak until he had seen a lawyer. Mr. Massoud is being accused of helping to build a bomb which blew up a Pan Am jet over Scotland in 1988, killing 270 people. Two dog attacks on sheep in recent days have left a large number of lambs dead. The attacks occurred in counties Offaly and Kildare. Our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGrady.
The attack in which 50 young sheep were killed occurred in Moneygall, County Offaly. At least two dogs are believed to have been involved in the incident, which happened last Friday night into Saturday morning. Owner of the sheep, John Healy, said his teenage sons discovered the animals dead in their field, around half a kilometre from their home. Gardaí from Roscrea attended the scene and are investigating the incident. Mr. Healy and his neighbours are now housing all the rest of their sheep in case of another attack. Separately, 12 sheep were killed and 8 are missing following a dog attack in Moy Valley, County Kildare.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.eu.
Very cold this morning with freezing fog patches, frost and icy conditions. Mostly cloudy in the south today with rain in the southwest, falling as sleet or snow in places away from the coasts, causing hazardous driving conditions. Drier and brighter elsewhere. Highest temperatures just -1 to +4 degrees. And there's a warning that easterly winds will reach gale force 8 at times today and early tonight on Irish coastal waters from Roches Point to Mizenhead to Loophead.